Thank you very much, Ruth. Our last batch of news starts with a jolly item with an on-pitch proposal of marriage at Carrow Road. How does one follow that? Well, we have mentions as diverse as Banham Zoo, a bride winning a wedding dress, mattress fly-tipping, and again a reminder that everyone seems to be out at the shops. Here we go.
A Norwich City fan popped the question to his now fiancé on the pitch at Carrow Road. The man proposed on the pitch before the game against Tottenham Hotspur kicked off at Carrow Road. The man was seen on Sky Sports live coverage popping the question in front of a packed stadium. Michael McNeil, who attended the match, said, "On-pitch proposal with members of the crowd shouting, 'Don't do it!'" One Twitter user said, "A marriage proposal at Carrow Road, all the best." While another said, "The bloke who proposed on the pitch before the Norwich game has only just found out VAR checked her reply and it's ruled it as a no."
More people visited Banham Zoo in Norfolk and Africa Alive in Suffolk in 2019 than ever before in their 50-year history. The boss of the Zoological Society of East Anglia, which runs both attractions, said a combined figure of almost 400,000 people made the zoos their day out. This was the most in half a century and beat their previous record for attendance set in 2003. David Field, who took over as chief executive in 2018, said people have fallen in love with zoos again. "We are delighted that our award-winning visitor attractions, Africa Alive and Banham Zoo, have smashed their all-time visitor records, breaking all previous years since the zoos first opened over 50 years ago. Staff and volunteers at both zoos are celebrating this fantastic achievement. This tops what has been an awesome year for both zoos, with Africa Alive being named as Best Large Visitor Attraction at the Norfolk and Suffolk Tourism Awards, and Banham Zoo voted Best Animal Day Out in the Eastern Region in the Day Out with Kids Awards." Professor Field, who used to run London Zoo, has spearheaded a new strategy at the East Anglian zoos, which helps people to better understand the conservation work being done, and that by buying a ticket they are helping protect endangered species around the world.
A Norfolk bride-to-be will have a fairytale wedding after winning a £1,500 Cinderella outfit package. Charlotte Coyle from Dereham said she never thought she would win the competition from Norwich boutique La Belle Angèle. Brides-to-be had to write a 50-word statement explaining why they deserved the princess-inspired outfit, which included a wedding dress, shoes, veil and headdress. Ms. Coyle, who works in the aviation department at Marsh, said, "I'm still shocked that I have won, as I just fired the email off and forgot about it. I'm still taking it in." So far, Ms. Coyle, who will tie the knot on July the 24th, 2021, at Hockwold Hall, has arranged photographers, catering and the registrar, but had not had much time to search for the perfect dress.
More than 1,700 mattresses have been dumped in Norwich over the last 2 years, more than almost anywhere else in the UK. Nationally, more than 33,000 mattresses were illegally dumped in 2018 and 2019, with 1,722 incidents in Norwich during that time, according to new research by the Furniture Recycling Group. Only Bristol, Bradford and Manchester had worse records. The latter topped the list with 3,871 fly-tipped. Mattresses are free to dispose of at local recycling centres, but make up almost 7% of all waste illegally dumped in the last 2 years in the UK. There have been more than 100,000 fly-tipping incidents in Norfolk since 2012, costing millions for local authorities. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said last month that the council takes the problem seriously and a lot of dumped materials can be disposed of without paying.
Shop owners and stallholders celebrated a last-minute boost before Christmas as shoppers piled into the city. Norwich car parks filled and the roads ground to a halt as people made the most of the penultimate shopping day before Christmas. It continued a bumper month for many stores, with Gerald Trading Director John Adams saying, "The weekend was the store's best ever Saturday and Sunday before Christmas." And Robert Bradley, general manager at Castle Quarter, said, "While exact figures weren't in yet, sales were approximately 3% up on last year. Queues formed outside the city's new Primark store, while cars waited along Chapelfield Road as they tried to find a parking spot. It will come as a positive end to a challenging year for many on the High Street."
The search is finally over for a Norwich wildlife YouTuber who has spent 3 months trying to film an otter in a city river. Liam Smith said he had come close to giving up ever filming the animal after a number of unsuccessful attempts. The 27-year-old runs the A Shot of Wildlife YouTube channel and said he was caught off guard when he found it on December the 14th. Over the course of an 8 to 12 week period, he walked the same route some 30 times. Mr. Smith said, "After searching for otters on the Wensum for months, it felt amazing to finally see one in the daylight and to get such good views. It caught me off guard as I was so used to going, looking and not seeing a thing." Passers-by had told him they had seen the otter along the river, stretching from Riverside and Cow Tower to New Mills Yard, Train Woods and Anderson's Meadow. He filmed the footage of the male otter on a handheld camera, enjoying a solo trip down the river, diving in and out of the water and eating.
More details have been released about a new festival that will transform the city centre into a feast of lights and colour. For 3 days over the Valentine's weekend, Norwich will host the first Love Light Norwich Festival. The Light Festival, which has a theme of love and belonging, will see a series of events sweep over the city's iconic spots in the evenings and is free to attend. The lineup includes Melbourne-based artist Projection Technic, who will transform the cathedral with an atmospheric projection installation, and acclaimed Argentinian flamenco and fire production, Amor, will be staged on the city streets by French pyrotechnic street theatre performers C. Bilbo Basso. Elsewhere in the centre, there will be a host of sculptural illuminated towers of halos, soundtrack to music by inventor and artist Michael Davis. And for one night only, on February the 14th, the market will become Norwich Night Market, opening in the evening for late night snacks.
Big music names like The Killers and Westlife performing in Norwich could be just the beginning of Carrow Road becoming more than a football stadium, it has been revealed. Next summer, the home of the Canaries will play host to two major concerts, with the possibility of a third still there following a hugely successful gig from Take That this year. And the man who makes these things happen, Club Chief Operating Officer Ben Kensel, has said this could just be the start of things to come, as he lifted the lid on how such things come to fruition.
Thousands of pounds in funding is to be made available for people and groups in North Norwich to be more active. Community groups, clubs and individuals can apply for cash grants from the Active Neighbourhoods Project, run by Active Norfolk, Norwich City Council and Healthy Norwich. Residents of Mile Cross and Catton Grove are being particularly targeted, as the proportion of inactive people who live there, those who take part in less than 30 minutes of physical activity per week, is higher than the rest of the city. 29% of residents in those areas are classed as inactive, compared to a citywide average of 17.6%. Any club or group can apply for up to £1,000 to pay for start-up costs such as venue hire or new equipment if setting up a new activity. Those who are already running activities can apply instead for funding for coaching.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole of this Thursday's team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We do have an answer phone, and you can always leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so for us to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of this week's edition, it's Happy New Year and goodbye from
Chris
and Pauline.